Hello and welcome to yet another podcast from Drona HQ. Today we are going to come up and share something new which is coming up and that is automations. I have with me Fennel Jain, who is heading automations with us, and he is going to share his point of view about why automations, what is it all about, who is it for, and lots more. Let's get started. Hi Fennel, yeah. How are you?
Hi Kinjal, thank you for joining me in. So today we'll discuss about automations. So basically automations, as the name suggests, so we'll do lots of engineering overhead without you interrupting in between, as in the manual intervention will be minimal in this case.
Fantastic. Yeah. So let's get two steps behind. What triggered, what was it, why you came up with automations? We already understand we have workflows in Drona HQ.
Yeah, so if you look at the traditional way how the studio apps work, is there is a app where people fill a form and click on the submit button, and that is a point where the trigger of workflow happens. So not every time it's feasible to have that trigger, manual trigger, by the end user. Sometimes there is a need where those triggers needs to be done via some actions, as in some trigger actions which happens in the
background.
Universe.
Right.
Yeah. So I'll give a simple use case where at Drona HQ, what we used to do every day, we used to get a new signups in our lead engine.
Right.
And we used to open the lead engine app on built on Studio.
Right.
And we used to click on submit button and it used to generate a daily sign up report.
Right.
So for this, it was unnecessary. Every day someone has to go in and click on the submit button to automate or trigger a workflow.
Right, right.
So using automations, we can just remove the manual labor and you're good to go.
Fantastic. Yeah. So you have just added one more business element to Studio and made life simpler for lot of businesses out there who are trying to build apps on this platform.
Correct.
Okay, let's discuss one classic example or a fantastic example where businesses will love using automations. You have already suggested the lead app, but some other places, if you could explain.
So suppose I am running a product, I have a few products, maybe into the B2C domain. Suppose I keep a stock of a list of refrigerators, TVs, all electronic items, or it could be any consumer items, and I am maintaining a database where these are the inventory list.
Right.
So whenever that number reduces to, suppose there are 20 items per product, whichever product the item reduces to 5, less than 5, I need to be notified so that I can fill up my inventory list.
Right.
So in this classic example, you can use automations to trigger and you can notify yourself. Otherwise, you will have to keep on checking your inventory.
Right.
That what is the stock item and what all things are there.
Yeah, so inventory management is a classic example where not just notify yourself, you could notify a lot of stakeholders. Probably you could place orders.
Correct. So I can send the notifications to my logistic arm. They can
pick up the orders.
Pick up the orders. Yeah, so similarly there are other post customer workflows also that can be triggered.
Right.
So whenever a new customer orders it, I get notified using the workflows. Or there are other parallel workflows which can be triggered along with this.
Right. Yeah. So this is requirement came from the customers or the signups that were present in Studio.
So it's both, as in we had many queries coming up from this domain. So traditionally we used to provide them a third party apps. We used to redirect them to for example Zapier, which connects Drona HQ with any other third party applications.
Right.
So, but then we received more and more such use cases. So we felt the need of creating that in-house, the automation engine.
Fantastic. Yeah. So just going a bit in details, how long did it take for you to roll out this
feature? The main part of this was architecting and implementing the how it will work end to end. So implement, once the architecture and solutioning was done, it was quite quick to for us to implement. So I'll say roughly it was 2 months time.
Fantastic.
Which we built in very in a very small team with a small.
Fantastic. So what will happen? Is it available to, is it a GA published release, or is it still in testing, beta, production, how, where
so
it is?
I will be happy to announce that a small part of automations which is schedule based has just gone live.
Fantastic.
New features which will make it much more smarter, like I mentioned about whenever a new row is being added in a particular sheet or updated the inventory value. Those all features will be updated, added soon.
Fantastic. So we can all use the automations at this moment, or the users who have already made applications on our platform in past, can they also add automations to their applications?
Yes. So all existing live apps which have those their workflows enabled, they can create automations for those workflows.
Okay.
So it is available, and on the home screen you will see automation tab. So you can click over there and look through, as in you can view and create your automations.
Fantastic. So give us some secrets and backdoor entries. What is coming next in automations?
So our next goal is to connect third party services. So for example, if you get a support email and on basis of that you want to run a workflow through that, so you can just connect your Gmail account with automations and you will be happy, you will start running your workflows using that.
Fantastic. So looking forward to use your automations and having the users come back to you and give all the happy or whatever reviews and feedbacks they have for you.
Yes, definitely. We are also looking forward for it. So we do have a community on community.dronahq.com. You can ask your queries over there. If you need a live interaction, we have a chat enabled. You can connect with us and share your feedback over there as well.
Thank you so much, Vinil, for enlightening us about newer features coming up in Drona HQ. It was great interacting with you today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.